Right, so we're going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. Start off with introductions. I'm Brian Leland. I'm the chair. I have a son at Hannah Springs, and I'm a nurse at Fort Hood.
And Jared Marcus, parent and healthcare worker. Got three kids in the district right now. Got one at Hannah, and I have two at the middle school, and next year I'll have one at the high school. So.
I'm Crystal. I'm a parent. I'm a registered nurse, and I have one at Hannah. Well, three at Hannah, but I will have one that will be phasing out of elementary school.
I'm Crystal Brown. I'm the school counselor at Hannah, but I have two students at the middle school and a husband at the high school.
Yes. I'm Nurse Tatum, and I am the campus nurse at Clam Whites, and I also have a husband at the high school.
I am Billy Shiflett. I am the nurse at Hannah Springs. I have one kiddo at Klein, one at middle school, and one in high school.
I'm Brittany Kite. I'm the nurse at the middle school, and I have two at Hannah and one that graduates next Friday.
Yay. I guess I'll go this way. Georgia Hay, Dr. Hay here in town. High schooler, middle schooler, and then kindergartner in like two more years. And then another one.
Okay. Karen Desarn, I'm your county extension agent for family community health.
Terry Pastor, public health specialist, and my kids graduated from here many years ago.
Dee Edwards, the Lancaster County public health nurse. I have no children in this school district.
Randy Morris, school board.
I'm Audrey Kaufman. I'm the nurse at the high school. All three of mine have graduated from Lancaster.
I'm Leslie Anderson. I'm the nurse now at Taylor Creek, and my baby's graduating this Friday too.
I'm Taylor. I'm the school health secretary, and I have a little boy at Klein Whites Elementary.
Chris Ellis, director of school health. I have one at middle school and one at Klein Whites.
All right, so if we've got the minutes from the last meeting as well, if everybody's had a chance to look at that, I'll take a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve.
And a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Motion vote. Approved. Any objections to it? Okay, motion approved. All right, and then we'll go around for campus updates. Krista, we'll start with you.
So I am presenting today the energy drink policy for the 26-27 school year. We've noticed across district we have a lot of elementary children as well as our high school and middle schoolers consuming these new grind 80 milligram caffeine pouches. They're causing mouth sores, they're causing behavioral issues, as well as increased anxiety that we're seeing in our nurses' offices, as well as they're sharing and distributing energy drinks. So we are pushing that they're not allowed to be on campus at all, whether it's the caffeine pouch or the energy drink, because obviously they're not recommended for children at all. They're for 18 and older. So we have left the discipline portion to each campus administrator. They'd like to handle it on their own. We just ask that they not be brought to campus. So we are wanting to see if there's any input from parents regarding us moving forward with this policy for next year.
So they got sticks too. Yeah. You know they have sticks? They're over in the water sticks. Yeah, there's Bloom, Alani's got some.
Oh, the water sticks. Yes.
Celsius has some.
Yes. We are aware of those. Obviously, we're not going to catch everything. We're not always going to catch it in a water bottle. I'm not asking them to search their water bottles. Our biggest push is the cans because they're sharing them across campus. We're getting kids drinking 2 to 3 of them, then coming in saying they don't feel well because they haven't eaten all day. And they're having some cardiac events as well with the tachycardic heart rate for us. So we're really just trying to help one with behaviors as well as decrease those nurse visits for unnecessary reasons.
That's a liability as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cardiac issues.
Yeah. Yep.
The only question I had when I saw the policy is, can it extend to the school buses as well, since those are, you know, school property kind of, or is it only on the campuses? Because the school buses in the morning coming, that's going to be a big spot for it as well.
I don't know that we're going to be able to achieve it on the school bus because they don't have much control there. Would I like to try to get it to that point? Eventually, yes, but I'm starting at least at the door, like you're not permitted in, is what we're talking about. A West Texas school has already successfully passed it. She actually said once they pushed it out, parents were in agreement and they were not buying them for their kids and they weren't arguing if they were getting called regarding discipline. They did not realize that their kids were consuming them in the way they were and that they were picking them up at gas stations and other sites around the area. Because they can't control them. They're not illegal for them to push or purchase.
I would say my kids went on the band trip this last weekend to Schlitterbahn on Saturday, and my son came home and told me that one of his friends bought two Monsters while he was at Schlitterbahn and drank them all. And I was like, oh my gosh, how did he survive? Because that's a lot. And I told him, I said, that is not okay. And we had to talk about the conversation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can be very scary. So
we've had to have conversations. Yeah. Like a lot of it's been like me conversating with my child.
Yes.
Because he's seen the Alani is very popular amongst his peers. Which is why, like I said, the sticks, you can buy the Alani sticks.
Yeah.
You know, this is Bloom, but today I saw the Alani sticks. This was just a purchase for me. But
yeah.
Well, what kind of education can we provide to the students maybe? Because, I mean, they don't have any clue that how much is an acceptable amount of caffeine. They think it's over the counter, you can buy it. Everyone drinks caffeine.
So Region 12 is asking us to give caffeine education and the impacts of what caffeine does to us. So they are the ones that said if they have five or more symptoms with the tachycardic or dizziness, or there's a whole list of like symptoms they said that they need to go get medical eval going forward because of the prevalence of the usage of them. My plan would be to create flyers and information next year between Taylor and I for you guys to distribute on campus and hold education as well, but also that high school admin would like to post on their TVs so that they can see what happens if you overconsume caffeine. Mm-hmm. They feel that there's a lack of education there as well.
What about either a liability waiver for the parents to know, like, hey, you know, you're kind of assuming risk in terms of your child consuming, but then also like you said, at some point this is going to result in a medical eval where parents may not have the funds to do a medical eval, where they might be a little more, that's just my thought, you know, like my parents, as soon as you told them, hey, she's got to be evaluated for cardiac stuff, then it was like you know.
So I am they're not technically supposed to have it per USDA guidelines. It technically doesn't meet the criteria per one of the laws that's already in place to be consumed while on campus, which is why we're saying, hey, it can't be consumed while on campus. We're asking you to throw it away or not bring in it at all. I don't know that they'll do a liability aspect because they really shouldn't even have it since they're not legal age. But it is something we can bring up too and still discuss. Because we're still trying to gather everything to put it together to be most successful with it when we roll it out at the beginning of the year.
Because I think you're going to, I was just thinking, like, you may get some parents that are going to push back and say, well, what about the kids drinking coffee? Like, some of this is 180 of caffeine. They're going to say, well, that's the equivalent of a cup of coffee. So what about the kids drinking iced coffee? You know, you're going to, I'm playing devil's advocate here.
There's so many additives instead of energy drinks.
I know, but
not even the coffee that's the
so coffee per, coffee per the American Pediatrics, it's 95 or less typically that's in a cup of coffee, which is under the daily recommended for a child. So they weren't as pushing for the coffee being banned or the coffee part. They're more worried about the overconsumption of the energy drinks, and Alani being the big one, it has 200 per each, and the kid that recently died was drinking multiples a day. And I think that's where a big push came, because a lot, we're not the only district looking at it now, like it's across the board in Texas and other states that are trying to push to be like, hey, this isn't okay on campus anymore. Plus the sugar high and then dump, and then they feel like crap afterwards. So
well, I just thought maybe the wording in the actual thing focused a lot on it didn't also like you said, these also have other things in them. It talked about caffeine, but I think you're gonna have parents who have a very base knowledge of like, oh well, we're focused on caffeine, what about tea, what about coffee, what about, where like a large iced coffee would be more than a serving of more than one cup of coffee. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to like give you guys some.
Our plan.
In that second line, you just have in excessive amounts of caffeine, additives, and sugar.
Yeah.
Just add one little thing and that way.
It's like the taurine and all the other stuff that's in.
Yes. And our plan is to, when we do send it out, is to have more information and education so the parents understand the whys. Because we're not just going to send it out and be like, this is the policy, like, this is the why. We're seeing that the behaviors are in the classroom from it. We're seeing that they're having, you know, the health concerns across the board. And we've had several that have already had the mouth sores from holding these pouches. And we tell them, hey, you don't need those, but they're not banned. So then they just stick another one in and run off for one of our clinics and are like, too bad, you can't stop me. Behavior as well.
Is this still addressing like the pre-workout creatines and all that?
So admin only wanted me to focus solely on the canned caffeine products right now. They did not want pre-workouts in it, and they didn't want coffee products because if they consume pre-workout after school at like the gym stuff, that's not on us. That this was focusing solely during school hours when they're with us.
But when we move forward with any health education on it, it would be good to add that.
Yes. Yep.
And it would help if the coaches were handing out that education.
Yes.
I was about to say, yep. They're taking pre-workout before pre-athletics, before lifting.
At all,
Yep.
How would you design a policy without disciplinary steps in there for the schools? Like, I get it, you know, elementary at Hannah may do something different mm-hmm. than the middle school, may do something different than the high school just based off of the age groups, but.
So the plan is that from us having conversation would be per the student handbook, and each campus has their own handbook, so it would be individualized for them and the admin to handle it within their own campus at that point. So like Hannah's handbook may have some of the
elementaries are all the same.
They're all the same. Mm-hmm. So the elementaries should be all the same by the time we build it and handle it compared to like the middle school and the high school. But they all wanted to review and discuss from admin level of how they would handle it. The recommendation that was given to me from one of the admins was that the first time it'd be a warning, the second time it would be like lunch detention or ISS, third time they would come to DAAP if they continue to bring them or try to distribute them. Because it would not be allowed on campus. But they all have to be in agreement because it's going to go in a handbook, and so that's something that they would like to talk through and figure out, they said.
I think it's a good policy from a medical standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't. How do you differentiate an energy pouch versus tobacco?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The energy pouches almost look like a pack of the mints that you can buy. The breath mints, the breath savers.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I only know this because my nephew, it's popular in the college kids, and my nephew, I actually, just as an experiment, tried one from him, and I actually felt worse with one of those than I did an energy drink. Like, it made my head spin and everything, and I was like, holy crap, I will never take one. I was like, I will never take another one of those.
And the grinds have just shown up in the last 2 weeks. I reached out specifically to that company and said, hey, we have kids in our middle school that have shown up with these on campus. And they said, specifically on the label, it says not for anyone under the age of 18. They should not be sold to them. They shouldn't be getting them. But if it's not banned in like a legal aspect, which they can't, and they don't do to energy or caffeine, they can't control whose hands it gets into. But they said it's specifically not meant for them.
It's just like Direx with girls that are dieting. It's like Direx you could typically aren't supposed to be able to buy, you know, or shouldn't be buying. But it's caffeine too, you know what I mean? It's like, and you can buy it at Walmart, you can buy it at, you know, because nobody's doing the age thing.
I think it would be a good idea to push this out, being that it's the end of the year. We'll have a good chance at the beginning of the year. Just the no cell phone policy gets sent out with every kid, no tobacco on campuses, no knives, bullets, guns, all that stuff, no energy drinks, no pouches.
Because I know we're not going to get everything. The water pouches are going to sneak through. There's going to be kids that put it in a water bottle, but those are going to be case-by-case situations, and there's obviously more to that and situations that are going on with what that kid is doing if they're already trying to sneak it in those situations. Which was admins like, who's going to patrol and police that? And I said, it doesn't need to get to that level because most parents should be understanding and like, yeah, they should be there to learn and they shouldn't be consuming this much. But I think a lot of it is lack of education. It's a lack of understanding what it's doing or what their kid is doing. They don't know that their kid's picking them up and bringing them.
They see it all everywhere. It's everywhere. Yeah. All these kids are drinking them, and you know, I confiscated out of both of my middle schoolers this morning.
I saw him walking out of the house. I grabbed the energy drinks out of him. I was like, what are you guys doing? Where did you even get this?
Yep.
Yeah. Never had an energy drink in my house. I banned them in my house, and they had them.
Is this going to be for everyone as well, or just the students?
The students. I can't patrol the staff. But if they go down, that's your own cardiac choice, and you're an adult.
Yeah.
It's different than me that needs to advocate for a 10-year-old that doesn't understand what they're drinking and thinks it's cool from a video.
Yeah, when I was in the Army, we had one of our NCOs in San Antonio. We had to do a wellness check on him. He was late to work, ran 3 to 5 miles every day, super healthy, fit guy, but that's all he drank was energy drinks. Found him in a ditch.
Because it catches up.
Yep.
Yeah, cardiologists do not like it.
Mm-mm. No, not at all.
If we're having complications of the
first day,
it's
the
high school kids all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you know,
especially
all the
hot
time.
And dehydrated. Okay, anything further on that? Can we move on to the next topic? All right, well, we'll go around campus by campus. And we'll start, as usual, with Klein Whitis.
Health topics, we covered March, April, and May for summer safety. March 20th, Baylor Scott and White came out and presented to all of our students on child passenger safety, pedestrian safety, poison safety, summer safety. March 26th, our campus recognized epilepsy awareness by wearing purple. March 30th, oral health, all grades. I presented oral health to all grades. It was previously scheduled for the 27th, but we had to reschedule it for the 30th. April, I shared with the fifth grade teachers the Ask, Listen, and Learn online program, which teaches about the effects of alcohol on the developing brain. If you get a chance to go in and look at it, it's really cool. It breaks down each section of the brain and puts it in a cartoon format for students that explains how alcohol develops that portion of the brain. It's really neat. I don't know that the teachers have time to show it, but I provide it to them. Hopefully they're able to show it in the classrooms. I haven't gotten any feedback though. April 23rd, we did Kinder Pre-K Roundup. Our campus only had 18 students register. They had the opportunity to register up till 6 p.m. that day, and we only had 18. May 1st, I taught puberty education for the 4th and 5th grade girls. May 5th, I taught puberty education for the 5th grade boys. That was yesterday. I'm up to date on all my immunizations. I have 30 affidavits to waive immunizations. I sent notices by mail April 7th for students who are moving up to kindergarten who are gonna need vaccines. I had a really good turnout this year with these parents that are on the ball. I have a bunch already taken care of and up-to-date records submitted to them. GI related symptoms, we have that all year long, and this was no different in the last 3 months. Several students with GI related symptoms. Flu cases, I have a total of 6 between the last 3 months, 13 in February, and it's died off with 2 in March and 1 in April. RSV cases, I had a total of 4 with 2 in February, 2 in March. COVID, I had a total of 3 reported, 3 in February. Strep throat, I had a case, total of 7, 3 in February, 3 in March, 1 in April. Major illness injuries, I had 4 off-campus fractures and 1 on-campus fracture, which was a PE injury related to a fall. I had 0 good side health referrals. I had 0 TCHAT referrals, but I did help facilitate 3 for the counselor who was off-campus. My total number of nurse visits from August through May 6th, or today, was 2,390. In February 18th to the May 6th, I had 858. To compare, my numbers for the entire year were 2,390, and my numbers last year were 3,082. So mine almost dropped by 1,000. So our campus is doing awesome, trying to minimize and limit the unnecessary clinic visits and keep students in the learning environment. I don't have anything miscellaneous. Can I go on to Coach Robertson?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Coach Roberts reported Marathon Kids completed May 1st. They had a top runners board that was posted in the gym with all their top runners. The American Heart Challenge was completed at the end of February. And kindergarten through fourth grade field day is this Friday, praying it doesn't rain.
Mm-hmm.
And the counselor didn't have anything to report. She just got married, so she's had her hands full.
Okay, thank you. Billy?
Okay, my immunizations are up to date. I have 37 affidavits to waive immunizations. I have no catch-ups. I have no provisional enrollments. My letters were mailed out or sent home for all expiring affidavits, as well as immunizations needed over the summer. My affidavits of students moving to middle school have been mailed. No good side health referrals, no T-chat referrals. My common illness trends have been the GI bug with fever, vomiting, and/or diarrhea. I have one on-campus confirmed fracture in May. My office visit counts from February to today are 983. That is 3,067 for the school year. And out of 3,067, I have only sent home 283 times. Reminders for failed vision screens went out again. I've had 78 total failed, only 13 came back requiring full-time glasses. 6 Lions Club vouchers were used, and I did puberty education on March 25th and
26th. Cool.
Liz, Nick. All right, for Taylor Creek, hearing and vision is completed for all the required grades and all the new second and fourth graders, so everybody that could possibly need a hearing and vision screen is done. Scoliosis has been completed on all the fifth grade girls. And all of my state reports matched. Yay. Okay. Did puberty education yesterday for fourth and fifth grade girls. Coach Robinson did the fifth grade boys yesterday as well. I haven't had any good site health appointments. Same common things, a lot of GI stuff, just upset stomachs, like day after day after day after day. Since February 18th, I've had 1,234 visits. My total visits for the year is 3,089. I have 2 delinquent vaccines. One is on a catch-up schedule, and one I'm waiting for the document for mom to bring the documentation for the second Hep A. I have 6 affidavits that are moving to middle school. I wasn't sure how to get those affidavits to you. Do I just enter office them? Okay, I wasn't sure what to do with those. 8 affidavits expiring over the summer. I sent those letters home today, or out in the mail today. The end of April, I don't remember what day it was exactly, I sent out the notices for the pre-K kids that will be needing vaccines for kindergarten. Our kindergarten through fourth field day is on the 12th. Coach Robinson completed his fitness gram the end of April, and our counselor had nothing to report.
Brittany?
So I have had 2 confirmed cases of mono in the last week and a half, separate grades, and then no other trends in sickness. I've had a lot of increases in injuries though, due to weather and just middle schoolers being middle schoolers. I've had 3 fractures since the last shack meeting. One was a cheekbone, and that was after hours on campus. And then 2 ankles during athletics. Vaccinations, I've only had 1 affidavit expire, and mom's getting on that. All the letters went out today for the ones over the summer. Let's see. The EKG company that came in, that was very successful that we did. We had 35 students total sign up. There were 17 sixth graders, 7 seventh graders, and 11 eighth graders. There was only 1 abnormal EKG that came back out of all of those kids, and he already has a pre-existing condition. 3 staff members did it, and there was 1 abnormal EKG that came back for the staff member. Let's see. Clinic numbers from August 8th to today, I've had 3,608 visits. Last shack to today was 1,166, and last year from first day of school to the last day of school was 4,743, so numbers have gone down.
Do you know if either of those mono kids know each other, or are those completely separate?
I was thinking the same thing.
One is sixth grade and the other one's seventh grade, and they don't know each other, so.
I hardly ever see mono, but we had, what, four at the high school this year?
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, you just don't have that very often, but we actually have four, so it's just mono year, I guess. I don't know.
It's pretty commonly, so.
I was going to say,
well, it doesn't get reported as commonly.
Yeah.
Sore throat.
Yeah, but. All right, so all of my immunizations are up to date. I sent out the summer letters for those due over the summer. I don't know my exact number of affidavits. It's probably between 50 and 60. I have some graduating, so I don't know the exact number anymore because I've pulled some of those out, but it's a lot of affidavits. For my Cody Stevens EKG clinic, we had 19 sign-ups, 17 were students, 2 were adults, and we didn't have any abnormal. April 24th was our last blood drive of the year. I didn't get the stats on that.
She did not give them to me this time.
Yeah.
It was pretty small.
Yeah, it was a senior skip day the day they did the blood drive, so we had a little less kids that showed up to it, but anyway, I don't know what the stats were for that. All of the senior CPR is complete. And then my numbers from August 8th until today is 4,057. From the last SHAC meeting till today, I've seen 1,239. And then last year's numbers were 3,823.
So we found your 1,000 missing.
Yeah. They went to the high school.
Yeah. It's because they're drinking energy drinks. Yeah. All were dizzy.
We added a code specifically for it.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So we can track it because I'm done.
Wow. That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
All right. Counselors?
I can speak for our coach as well at Hannah. Okay. I know that they're finished with the year for marathon kids, and had several kiddos that have met multiple marathons and stuff. We've been tracking that, so that was super awesome. And I know that they're working on field day. They started today with pre-K and kinder, and they were in the hallway doing their races because it was pouring rain and lightning. It was super fun. But they're throughout the next 4 days. Counselor, I've had several recent TCHAP referrals, hoping to get some support for families through the summer. And I got to meet with the TCHAP people with Krista last week, and we got some great feedback from them and shared some feedback as far as things that are going on and how we can better support the families. They're going to be working to help kids through the summer as well, so I'll be figuring out how to let my families know that support as well, so because it's a huge support for them, especially with not having so many mental health opportunities here. One thing I have noticed with some of the TCHAP things is that in the beginning, the parents are really on board because the school's seeing things and sharing things with parents that are going on that we're concerned about. And so they like the idea of TCHAP, but then when we get into it, they're going through the motions, but then we're not really doing anything to support or follow up. And then we're kind of back at round zero again. I just had a second referral for the year with the same kiddo. And when the psychiatrist came back on with me, she said, "Your mom doesn't want to do this." And I was like, "Okay." So at that point, as the counselor, you know, my administrators, there's not much we can do. Kiddo will follow general code of conduct. And unfortunately, it'll be something that we just kind of have to go through the motions until mom gets on board to help the kid. So, but we've had a great year within the counseling program. I know that the district is redoing the SB 12 form for counselors. Thank the good Lord. It does not start with psychiatry or psychology, mental health things at the top of it. And they're actually following the law of saying that it's you have to opt out and not just opt into it. So that'll be a huge help to getting families the services.
So, we updated ours as well. So.
Yes.
It should be easier to understand next year.
I hope so.
I'm hoping to.
Any updates from nutrition?
I don't think Mr. Pittman's here today.
No, he's retiring, isn't he?
He is retiring. They have not chosen his replacement, but he said as soon as they do, he'll let us know.
Have they sent anything? Like, okay.
Nope. Nothing
yet. But then school year and stuff.
Got his lettuce and his beef.
He's got local his beef. All that's handled and ready. I saw them unloading a truck today, so. Over by us, yeah.
All right. Miss Karen?
Well, I did the Ag Day at Hayes Creek on Monday. Talked about food preservation. And I just heard today that the Ag Safety Day on Friday has been canceled at Hannah. So that will go out virtually to the teachers, the fifth grade teachers, so that they can do it virtually. On the adult level, I've been at the senior center. Well, I did just for the public in general, but I'm repeating several programs on information on Alzheimer's. So FYI, I've got a couple of programs on eating for brain health, moving and motion for brain health in regards to Alzheimer's as well. So got that going on.
All right, we'll go around for any parent questions, suggestions, recommendations from anyone else around the board. Anybody in the back?
As a parent, I'd like to say I really appreciated the heart checks at the middle school. I had signed both my boys up for that, and I have appointments for their shots.
You're about to get
taken off the naughty list.
Did you get your letter?
I got my letter.
That's me.
I like the school newsletter emails that come out too.
We're trying.
I like those.
Yeah, Taylor is.
I like those.
Thank you.
For a field day, are we going to have water available? For, I guess last year my husband was present at second grades, and we had one kiddo that ended up being taken out because of.
Casualty.
Yes, but he said there was not nearly enough water available.
That ain't me. That's for campus.
So yeah. I am already bringing some for my kiddos' class. So I'm bringing water and Gatorade.
Okay.
And then he also said that same day they had a headlock that was not appropriately prepared for. The nurse came over from the school with a baggie that didn't have enough dressing for a headlock. So. And then he said the teachers didn't really know what to do with the kiddo, so kid wasn't lowered. So he stepped in. My husband's a nurse, so stepped in. But I know last year was kind of weird because we had lost our nurse over there, you know. So we had
before that. But she was on campus, but there wasn't.
We actually didn't get a call for that one. So I found out because I had just started with Donna. We were at the admin office. Ambulances were called before we were even called. Tangie was not aware of it. She was the nurse at that time. Nobody had called her to tell her.
A lot of communication, he said, was an issue.
Yeah.
He said the parent, they tried to, she wasn't using Remind. They didn't have a number, they didn't have phone numbers available to then call her by cell phone, but she didn't use Remind app, so that was an issue.
Yeah.
So I didn't know how the preparation and...
That, I know that an email went out as far as procedures, if
yes.
There's something going on with it at field day. Because some of ours is at Turner Field. I think most of them have moved back to the school because of the weather. And I know that the teachers all have buggies that they're bringing water and stuff for the kids to have. So.
And they all have a Stop the Bleed first aid kit. So there is no reason why they couldn't. The reason was the headlock was offsite and the people that were there were not comfortable with blood.
Yeah,
there's
it was Turner. Yeah,
yes.
It was Turner Field.
Yes.
And he said there were too many kids on the jungle gym
yes.
thing. So he already like saw it coming.
Yeah.
And then it happened. And then he said the two teachers that were there were like, oh, you
yes.
know. And so him and one of the other off duty EMTs kind of came over and like, because he was kind of like, I'm a parent, you know, like. So him and another off duty EMT came over. And
exactly.
He said, and then people from the school started running over. But it was like.
We, Billy and I have already coordinated how, and we. Taylor and I are going to be at the Turner Field as much as we can, and then Billy is at the campus, and both of our phone numbers have been given out.
Yes.
So there is
right
a plan
now,
this year.
Most of it has moved back to
yeah.
on campus.
Yes.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if
yes,
you better. Want our district chief from the EMS, if you want his number, I can get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I
SOS.
Be,
so
I don't
be.
Really. I'm not worried.
It wasn't
yeah.
that
I will be there.
Yeah.
But
yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring me.
I am prepared this year.
Nice.
Speaking of bleeding, did you mention your eighth grade's completely checked off for stop the bleed in CPR before
we end? I thought about it whenever Audrey was talking about it. Yeah. We got all of eighth grade completed with stop the bleed and CPR for their requirement to graduate, so that was fun.
So our seniors and our eighth grade are fully compliant, minus one that refused. So
yes.
Interesting.
We've also done that at the end of the year.
And you got the word out for the mental health first aid.
Yes. Yep. So we will have a summer youth mental health first aid for teachers to meet House Bill 3. It's our program we've been using through the county for the last 2 years. So that will be happening this summer as well.
All right, well, now we'll go around the table for closeouts. Do you have anything?
I do not.
Good.
Nope.
Nope.
I
don't have anything.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Everybody good? Dr. Hay, anything?
Nope.
All right. All right, well, motion to adjourn.
Adjourn.
Second.